Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our call together we have through Pillai Center, welcoming all of those of you who are joining for the first time, and also those of you who have been joining for, I guess it's over a year now. It's been a wonderful journey together to meet with you every week. It is Sunday, December 28th, 2014, closing up another year. My goodness, where does the time go? Well, that's what we're here to do. My name is Sue Tarita, and I'm happy to be sharing this program with everyone. Week to week, as we join together and figure out what we can do to improve all the different areas of our lives that are causing challenges for us, and we have done everything we can possibly do to resolve those issues. And then being here with Dr. Pillai on this path, this spiritual path, finding out that there are some secrets that have not been revealed to the rest of the world that can help us to evolve at a faster rate, both materially and spiritually. So every week we find out what lies ahead so that we can tap into those secretive energies and then experiment with our lives and employing different techniques or mantras or maybe participating in services that are offered through Pillai Center or AstroVet that will help us to clear out karmas, meaning the just thoughts we had in previous lifetimes or maybe even in this lifetime or in future lifetimes that we thought we wanted to do in our lives. And then when it showed up in our lives, this time around, at this point on the journey, we decided, oh my goodness, that maybe wasn't the best thing to do, or it's not how I thought it would turn out to be. So what to do then? So we're here to talk about that, and not only talk about that, experience a little bit of a meditation where we can connect with higher beings who are none other than our higher self. So we as human beings feel that we are just limited, and we are to some extent, in that if you don't have good karma, then you can't make things to happen or things to shift. The destiny just goes along and plays out. And then with Dr. Pillai, we have these this ability to connect with these higher beings, these archetypes or gods, goddesses, devas, that can help us to wake that up inside of us. The planets also impact us karmically, those energies. So we can tap into the secrets of these, of how to call on these divine beings that are none other than our higher self. And for some of us, that may be hard to grasp because we might come from a different perspective, in that we believe there's a higher power. We believe that there's something beyond our own physical limitations of what we can do, the logical mind, what it can figure out and how it navigates in this world. There has to be some higher purpose or something beyond us. And so that's what we're here to discover, each and every one of us. And it doesn't matter which background you're from, from whatever religion you've been raised in or whatever religion you follow, that is your prerogative. That's what is near and dear to your heart. And that's the only thing that matters. So if you want to pray to Christ, That's fine. Jesus Christ, that's fine. If you want to pray to Buddha, that's fine. Allah, that's great. If you want to pray to any saints or sages or siddhas or divine beings other than the Hindu gods and goddesses that we are praying to here to help us out, that is totally acceptable because it's your path. It's what your soul wants to do. And so you might be saying, well, what am I doing here with Dr. Fly? I'm a bit confused, but I'm also kind of intrigued as well. And as Dr. Pillai has mentioned, over the past couple of decades that I've been studying with him and sharing the teachings with others, is that you want to bring your beliefs into reality. So if you're praying to Christ, you're praying to Allah, you're praying to Buddha, you're praying to saints, sages, siddhas, divine beings, the Hindu gods and goddesses, maybe even the Native American beings that they pray to, or any religious or any spiritual persona, you can go ahead and do that and go deeper into it. But just when you're praying to them, you want to be able to experience in your life those blessings, not down the road. You want to experience it immediately on some level and then understand that that they are protecting you. They are accessible to you. So a lot of people come onto this path with Dr. Pillai for some strange reason. They decide to click on a link and then that takes them to Pillai Center or takes them to AstroVet, and then they start to read about it or they start to watch the YouTubes and they get hooked on that. And the teachings there and the sharings from Dr. Pillai, because he is an enlightened master. And when the enlightened master comes into anyone's life, the soul starts to really soak it up. It gets really thirsty for that knowledge. It gets thirsty for that truth. And to some extent, that thirst gets quenched. However, then what to do? You can continue to practice, do the practices, but do them with that knowledge or that wisdom that says this is the thing that you need to do next. So if we think of our lives as this movie going on, we don't want to get to the end point and say this is how it all ended, because then what is the point of life, right? You're just waiting to the end. So you want to say, okay, I'm going to be the co-creator of my life. So how do I do that? So that I'm bringing the highest intelligence, the highest light, the highest love, the highest level of peace and prosperity in my life. Well, being with Dr. Pillai, it's going to light that up for you. And it's not limited to what you see right now in front of you, in your life in front of you, or what's been going on up until this point. All of that can be changed in the blink or wink of an eye, as Dr. Pillai says. And then the body can turn into light. And that's what all the masters who have gone before have said the same. When you have more light in your life internally, and you can access that light, and that not just the light like versus dark. It's the light. There's an intelligence. There's a feeling. There's an experience inside you. Some people call it their gut feeling. That knowingness. Oh, you know when you should have done something because your gut told you, or you knew you did do something because your gut told you. or your heart, or whatever that internal knowingness is for you, based on how you feel it or you sense it inside. So people on the path, they can intellectualize and have an understanding of, you know, what it is to have higher thoughts and, you know, a different philosophy than the regular average person. However, that is just living in the head. So today we're going to experience moving that energy from the base of the spine and moving it all the way up to the crown, and then having it, that experience of kind of like a flowing, a liquid light flowing through the whole body from head to toe. And so it'd be like a fountain, you know, like a water fountain that you see in the parks, where it's coming up and then makes a beautiful fountain as it goes to the top, whatever height that is, and then it trickles down and goes back into the pool of water, and then it gets pushed back up again. So that's what we all are capable of doing with this light, this intelligence, and that's how it is forever flowing. So Dr. Pillai is has given us the tools and the techniques and different mantras and shared different teachings, different secrets. But then we want to take it to the next level, where we're not just repeating a mantra and hoping those sounds, that sound vibration does something, because it does, but then to experience it at any given moment throughout your whole being, so that you know when the thing that you've just said or the action that you've taken is right for you or is not so good, and then right away you can rectify the situation. Someone posted a note to me and said, you know, Sucrita, the other day I was talking to you and you were giving me some valuable information, and I felt I was so negative about it, and I'm really sorry for that. And in that moment, I was like, God bless this person, because right away, they knew that they had made the mistake in their own life, not to me, because I just went on to do the next thing. I was just hoping that this person would get some blessings and in that moment, and then I went on to do my work. And then the next day or so came, this message came. And I thought, God bless this person, because that was the experience right away. This person knew I made a mistake. And then in that moment, as Dr. Pillai says, the moment that you understand that you are creating your own blocks, your own obstacles, or your own happiness, or your own joy, or your own exalted state, is the moment that you can create more of that or less of it. So we are going to wrap up this new year together. Or sorry, this past year together, because this is the last couple of days, by experiencing that energy within that says, this is the gut feeling or the intuition or my heart says, that visceral experience within us, that we can say, okay, this is good for me and this is not good for me. And if I do it anyway, I can quickly turn it around. And then as I'm turning it around, I can ask the divine for blessings, even if this person doesn't accept my apology, or this person doesn't accept what I have to say, or this person judges me. That's okay. the divine will take care. And then if someone comes to you and says, I'm sorry for this, immediately you will say, God bless you. No worries at all. Because it's not about the ego. The ego is a maniac. That's why they say egomaniac. It's a crazy situation. So, and it doesn't want to let go. So, we want to examine what it is. Take inventory, a quick inventory. Don't dwell too much in this past year as what has gone by. We can just take a look, as Radha had shared with us last week, when the sun transited into Sagittarius. This is going to be a really optimistic time for us. So we can, even if we look back and it was very difficult or sad or upsetting or, you know, devastating maybe for some people, there will be your soul saying, that's okay, your lessons for that year are learned. God bless you. You learned them. And then now you can move forward. You went through that karma. And you're here now. And then you just move forward. So how to move forward? We're going to experience the divine within us and get that tuned within us so that whatever divine being will show up is the one that will that we will resonate most with and that will be able to help us most with, regardless of what we believe in or don't believe in. So many people have said, I just saw the face of a monkey. I didn't know it was Hanuman. But this being helped give me courage and strength. And then later down the road, I learned about Lord Hanuman. So with the internet now, we've been talking about that for the past year as well. Whenever you see an animal totem or an insect or something happens to you, or a dream that you have, or something appears in your meditation, or someone appears in your meditation, you just go on the internet and search. You key it in. And you can say monkey god, or, you know, if there's a saint, you know, that says to you something, then you will get that information. It will come to you right away, and then that message will become stronger, and then your connection to that being will be stronger as well. And then you can move forward in your life. Maybe that being, Lord Hanuman's birthday was just last week as well. And some people had some really great experiences that they shared. They sent me their feedback about participating in the webcast, which I believe is still available on Palai Center. If you can get the Lord Hanuman birthday webcast, it might say Hanuman Jayante webcast as well. But it was a really powerful teaching from Dr. Palai. He gave a lecture, then a meditation, then also mantra loops that I play on my computer in the background. It's really powerful, powerful energy. Lord Hanuman is the one who does the impossible. So if you cannot do something in your life that has been impossible for you to do, then I highly recommend that you purchase that webcast and those teachings. And then you can watch a webcast on demand for 30 days. And then you download everything. The whole webcast is in audio format as well. And there's also a PDF file of the translation. So you can have it in written. And then you just can read along as you're watching or as you're listening, and then that information will become stronger and stronger in you. Because it's not just knowledge, reading knowledge and having some insights, things like that. It's divinity coming through modern day technology so that we can have that experience with that divine being. Just as medicine is coming from divine beings who are channeling into scientists and saying, you've got to come up with a cure for something or another. So science and religion are really have always come together. We're just waking up to it now, because we're such a global community and everybody's able to share in an instant in the click of the mouse or the keypad. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. And you're welcome to listen to the rest of this call. Recording will be posted to the blog. You can find out what's coming up this week as far as power times or days that you can really benefit from the energy that is available, and then apply it in your life and see what happens. For those of you who are going to stay, then we'll open the line for discussion. As we're coming back to ourselves, I'll just maybe get some things to talk about. Would like to find out how your Christmas went. How was the holiday season? Was it different from this year than last year? And who were you being in all of it? And then how, if you participated in any of the services that were offered over the Christmas time, it'd be great to share that with others. Maybe those are people who are joining for the first time or who haven't participated in any of the Ply Center services or Astrovet services. I can find out from others what to expect maybe moving forward into the new year. So let's open the line. You just need to press star 6. If you want to share about anything or ask a question. You can even share about this meditation if you had an experience with someone there. It might not be easy to articulate. Right now I'm having difficulty. A lot of energy was coming in. So to me, that's a sign that there's a new consciousness coming in to clear out anything that is no longer vibrating at a high energy level or a high intelligence level. Those low energy thoughts are not able to manifest or have any impact. So if anyone has anything to share about that meditation, they can. And then I'll just continue on. So as I do every week, I'll give the heads up of what's happening this week. And at any moment in time in this call, please just press star 6 and share whatever it is that you want to share. So we have an 8th moon today. I'm looking at 2 calendars. Oh, by the way, the Astrovet calendar is such a powerful tool to have. I have 2 of them. I have one India Standard Time and then Eastern Standard Time. And I believe there's also a Singapore calendar. So you can go on Ostervan.com and order that for the year. And why it's such a powerful tool to have is because it has all the power times. It has all these times that we talk about every week that you can tap into. The energies of those days will really help you to navigate more freely with your life. So, for example, today is an eighth moon, and it's on the waxing cycle. And the eighth moon on the waxing cycle is a time where you can really go deep into your meditation practice and then clear out any negativity. So you won't have to, it's the eighth moon is represented by the goddesses who are like super protective mothers. They will not let any negative energy or anyone who is negative go towards their children. So you can pray to the goddess, like as in times of memorial when they had the Mahabharata, the big war of all times, where they prayed to the goddess Durga, the good guys, prayed to the goddess Durga to bless them during the war, that they would have her energy and power and strength. So that's what you get from goddesses. You get energy, power, strength, and courage to overcome the negativity or that unwillingness to keep battling in your life. You know, everybody has got their own internal battle going on inside. So whether it's negative pattern of thinking, I can't do this, so I don't want to do that, I hate this, I don't like him, I don't like her, why did she say that, why did he say that? So all that negative garbage is just swirling around, and we wonder why we can't manifest. So these goddesses now, at this time, different forms of Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, not so much Saraswati, but the Maha, the great goddesses. They attack your ignorance, that which you are ignoring. So if there's pain and suffering deep within you that you have locked away from maybe birth, before then even, or any time along up until now, that is so painful to you to hold on to, it can be easily dissolved and let go with the help of these divine archetypes, these feminine energies. So this is about the eighth moon today. And then we're in the star of Uttaravajra, which is a star for Saturn, and then Saturn's overlord is Saturn. So to do the impossible, so you've got these goddesses, and then you've got Saturn giving you the patience and persistence and strength, and then you've got Lord Hanuman to do the impossible. Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Susan. How are you today?
Very good, Susan. Have I heard from you before?
Yes. One other time I was able to be on the call, and I've listened at other times, so I just want to say thank you so much to you and Dr. Pillai and all of the teachers. I'm new to all of this, and it's been the most miraculous year of my life to have been brought together with all of you. So I wanted to express my gratitude for this year and all that will be coming forth. So thank you so much. This is just a massive gift. So thank you on behalf of myself and the whole world. So thank you.
Oh, Susan, where are you calling from?
Thank you. I do have some questions. May I ask them?
Yeah, go ahead. Where are you calling from, Susan?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, now I recognize your voice.
Yes. when we are encouraged to say a mantra for 108 times,
mm-hmm.
or thereabout. When I'm at work and I'm going from one building to another, I'm a nurse. Sometimes I'll start to try to say, I will start to say, whether it's for the planet of the day, but I'm not I don't have the ability because of some distractions to keep count. Does it matter if you just, I mean, I want to say it, but, you know, I don't have a clicker, I don't have a mala, something. So is there any set rule about that, or it doesn't matter?
That's a really good question, Susan. And first of all, thank you for sharing that your feedback about the program and being new to the program, or any of the programs with Dr. Pillai. And it's great to hear that it's helping you in your life.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then also, so for to answer your question, there's always different ways to answer these kinds of questions. But for right now, what's coming is that when we start a practice, a spiritual practice, or anything, let's even just say in our lives, whatever we want to manifest, we think about that thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you want to manifest good health, you're thinking about your health all the time, then your thought leads to taking the steps to improve the health. So maybe getting a checkup, maybe going to a health food store, maybe you have to take some medications, maybe you have to alter your lifestyle. So all these things are subsequent to that repetitive thinking. So what the mantra does is it helps to speed up all that whole process. It helps to bring out the best of everything. So as you are having your medical checkup, the karma can come and can give you bad news. Because maybe in some other lifetime, you were a doctor and then you didn't give good medical advice and it was harming people. So then you came to experience some type of illness. So we don't know that, or maybe some people do if they've had their naughty leaf reading, they can find out, or another type of higher reading. But for anyone who is just joining for the first time, when you do the mantra, you repeat it 108 times or as often as you can so that you are creating a force field of energy within and around you so that if a karma comes, it just bounces off of it.
Okay.
So as long as you're repeating the mantra whenever you can and not just by doing it verbally or internally verbally, you are always thinking, okay, I'm doing this mantra for my health, or I'm doing this mantra for my to improve my finances, or I'm doing this mantra to help to give me more energy so I can do my job. You're doing the mantra for some reason, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever that reason is that you're doing the mantra, you do it 108 times at a time so that you will keep continually thinking about that.
Yes.
So if you can, if you're going around like I am too with work, I will do it as often as I can. And I have my mala beads sometimes. I don't have them. I just will say the mantra. I'll think it, or I'll just experience that divine being. And just say, please, come through me from head to toe. I want to feel you. And I have to go and answer this email that's very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give bad news to the person. How can I do it in a way that's going to be loving and healing for them and inspiring for them versus the bad news that I have to share with them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it really is it's a great question because the mantra, we have to repeat the mantra at the first stage. And then the second stage is to always be communing with this mantra. So it's like this liquid light that we experienced in the meditation. We want to always feel that energy within us. And then take note where inside of our body, our physical body, our awareness of our subtle body, if you have that level of understanding, where it's blocked in us. And then you continue to feel that and you energize you do this internal energization. So the idea of health or the idea of finances or the idea of relationship or the idea of, you know, if getting a new job or your spiritual path, whatever the area of your life is that you're thinking that you want to shift, you've done the repetition, and then you take it even deeper into you. And then so the idea becomes you. You're always thinking that that thought is always you. And then you go into the flow of things. You know, when you have a breakthrough in your life and then all of a sudden you go, oh, my God, I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's so taken care of. I'm not in debt anymore, or I'm not worried about my health anymore or my kids or my patients or whoever it is, because that's not a concern. So it has become you. You have become that new thing, that new way of being. So that's how the mantra works. It works from repeating it. At 108 times, it removes the layers of consciousness that are preventing you from that flow being constantly with you. So you keep repeating, 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 and then until you feel this, this mantra is always with me, because the mantra is the being.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I guess part of it was like, if I can't count how many times I'm saying it, does that, you know what I'm saying? That was part of my question.
Yeah, it doesn't take away from it.
Excellent, because sometimes I've actually realized that I've gone 109 times.
No, keep doing it.
Yeah, and I just keep moving forward till I hit another number that's like plus 9 or 27 or something to make it a more rounded number. But that was part of it. Sometimes I just can't count, or I'm in my car, I'm driving, and I'm saying it, and I have no way of keeping track of it. So I just wanted to make sure that, I know this may be a trite question, but
no.
I want it to be as powerful and as meaningful as I can.
Absolutely, and keep doing it. As Dr. Ply says, when you reach, there's where the mantra really takes shape in you.
Would you say that again? When what?
Where the mantra really takes shape in you is when you reach about 1,000,008.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you're constantly repeating a mantra, you work with it, and if you do it for every day 1,008 times, it will take you about 3 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So, but some people can have, because of past lives, or maybe because they're on a spiritual path in this life, maybe it's not with Dr. Ply, but they are so ripe. They've cultivated this garden, this beautiful garden that can receive the mantra. And then it just grows beautifully. There's no weeds there. There's nothing to, prevent it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it might be faster than you think.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you for saying all of that to me. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Susan, and good luck with your new year.
Thank you. And I have a couple real quick questions.
Yeah.
With Tulsi leaves, I'm not able to get those where I live. Is there a substitute for, I read somewhere about a bay leaf. Is that true, like in offering it to Vishnu or Radha and Krishna?
Yeah, you could try it, but you can get Tulsi online, or you can get, if you go to, I don't know where you are in Pennsylvania, but if you go to a Hindu temple or an Indian community, they usually have, in the Indian stores, you can get the Tulsi in dried format, like a herb.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Dried. I never thought of that. Okay.
Ask about that.
Okay.
And otherwise, you can get them on. Some people get the seeds online. They just go, Google it, or whatever your search engine is that you prefer. You can just key in Tulsi, and then Tulsi seeds available in Pennsylvania,
okay.
Something like that. And then they will come up for, Indian stores in your neighborhood. you know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
And where could I purchase a statue of Dr. Pillai?
good one.
On the center stores and on Astrovid, I can't do that. So I didn't know if there was a source for that.
Yeah, they were available, Susan, but now in the past, I'd say close to 10 years, he hasn't had them available.
Wow. Okay.
So, but he has been, from time to time, he has said, I think I might bring them out again. But what you can do is, if you go on to Global, Gracelight Global Groups, is it? Gracelight Global Groups.
Okay.
And then just ask if anyone has a statue that they want to sell off, or they want to, because there are some people, they shift around, they move around, and then they have to move all their statues, and they put the, you know, they reach out to people and say, I have a statue of Dr. Pillai, would anybody like it?
Okay, perfect mm-hmm. about that. And I also wanted to ask, what is, if you keep saying that people are contacting you by email, I've never seen an area that I could do that, to email you a question or to even just say thank you. How would I contact you through email?
Yeah, so sucharita@applycenter.com or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I've taken so much of your time, and I thank you for your wonderful answers, and God bless you for all the fruits of your labor and all that will come forth for you next year and for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Yeah, so maybe we can hear from others if they had an experience with that they want to share over the past week, over Christmas time, or, you know, as we're coming into the new year, there are things that we can look towards creating in our lives versus those that we have to clean up. Now, it's interesting that the end of the year is about, it lands on us. Is it the end of the year or the beginning of the year? I got the new calendar here. Let me check. Yeah, it is on a 13th moon. We'll be starting, it's actually the next day. So depending on where you are in the world, New Year's is going to be a day where it starts with karma busting. Mm-hmm. So it gives a fresh, clean slate. And so for us, what does that mean? Well, we can just take note of everything that's happened in the past year and just see the different areas of your life, and you just write down, you know, health, finances, relationship, spiritual, job, career. Just write those words down, and then you can see where you're still blocked, so you can put X or a check mark. You know, was there progress or no progress? And if you say there's no progress, and if you've been with Dr. Pillai, you know, either coming or going with any of the programs, then that is a sign that you're just, either you're saying, no, I'd rather be in my negative mind, I'd rather just keep going backwards. But what I'll share with you, or I invite you to look at, is that no matter how stuck you feel you want to be, or maybe unknowingly, that you just cannot see that you are holding yourself back, then I invite you at this point in time to just write down, you know, one thing that you want, one area of your life that you want to work on for this year. And you will just take all of your attention, and you can go on to Apply Center. You can do the New You program. That is a really powerful karma busting program. And what I mean by that is it breaks through these barriers, these energetic barriers that keep holding you down. That's why when I was saying, if you feel like nothing is happening, I've done all this work and nothing is happening, you're just at that brink of either succumbing to being stuck, but you won't, because all this energy is going to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing at you. To have that pressure cooker kind of experience. And that's what we all want to avoid, but some of us have to, because, like myself, I'm a bit of a drama queen. I like to have it. Oh, yeah, there it is. That's it. Finally, I see. I used to be that way. Not so much now. But because it was painful. So some of us have to get to feel that pain to feel like, oh, I'm alive. There's something under me that is doesn't need to experience all that extreme experience. And that, okay, so you have this area in your life that you say, nothing's happening, I've done all this stuff. Then do immerse yourself into the new you program. For those of you who haven't taken it, for those of you who have taken that program, it's a good idea to review it. Even if you just do it for an hour, just go through all the practices, because it doesn't take that long if you just go back to back. That will wake up inside of you this clarity that has been, maybe not quite, you haven't gotten to the root of that weed within you, so to speak. You know how we dig away at the root, the weeds, and we lop off the weed and we think we've got it. And then we dig a bit further and then we find there's more weeds down there. Mm-hmm. So you just keep pulling that out with these karma busting programs. And if you've done the new you and you feel like, okay, I need a really good kickstart, a good boost, then you can do some Pradosham rituals, either at home or through AstroVet or Apply Center. And why I'm saying that is, I'll just share with my experience from the Hanuman Jayanti, Lord Hanuman's birthday. So any of these archetypes who have a birthday, it's like any of us who have a birthday, whenever it is in your the year, it's your special day. And then people treat you a little bit differently than they would every other day of the year. So when we go to these divine beings, so in this case it was Lord Hanuman's birthday, and I had participated in this premium package on AstroVed.com, and I work with Hanuman Das, who is a siddha that Dr. Pillai has handpicked to help people to come out of really impossible things in their life. And so I work with him through advisory services. And so when I was giving the update for the members who I'm coaching, I was saying, okay, this is what's going on with so-and-so, and this is so-and-so. And he says, he Skypes me, he says, Madam, this puja that was done was a very good omen, very good signs. So I thought he was talking about some member. And so I said to him, what is this comment that you posted to my thing? And he said, oh, that was, you gave an offering to Lord Hanuman, this pudding offering. He likes this special pudding, rice pudding. And so they do this special offering. This is all the Vedic sciences. They have the different offerings that they do particular to the archetype. So when you offer it to this archetype, it really can reveal a lot to the Vedic priest or the specialist who is performing it on your behalf. So Hanuman Das was there, and he said, when your name came up and your star came up, he said, this is what happened. And he gave this feedback to me. And in that moment, I wasn't even listening to his feedback so much like the words. I had just this profound sense of gratitude within me at such a deep, deep level, knowing that I'm so blessed, and everyone who participates in these kinds of offerings, the services or offerings that are available through Apply Center and Ostergut, their soul is getting this healing or this energization or recognition from the divine that you are so blessed, so, so, so blessed, and so taken care of. And that is quite a profound experience. Depending on who you are, you'll have a different experience. But from within me, I felt all this energy flow through me and in and around me. And it helped to carry me through a bit of challenging times over Christmas time. You know, when you're getting together with family or friends or whoever, and it's very stressful can be, you know, so things can be said that you're just like, really? You know, do we have, isn't this the time of peace and happiness? Why am I even thinking these thoughts about this person for saying this or that? And then that stays within you. So I could just, over the Christmas time, that nothing could, it was just bouncing off, and all I could experience was the joy. And then I noticed, oh my God, if that person had said this to me last year or even last week, I think I would have been a different way, had a different experience. So when we participate in these services or we participate in a program, we put ourselves into a Apply Center program. The Light Body Activation Program is coming up, and I'm happy to be teaching that or facilitating those weekly calls with any of the members who are going to join, because it's such a powerful program, and it activates all the energy centers within us and all the naughty channels, just like some of us may have experienced today in the meditation. But we also get to put into our lives a spiritual practice with all the teachings that Dr. Fly shares. They go so deep, so beyond us, so that all past lives, all the challenges of past lives can be negated or neutralized, so they don't manifest as blocks in our life now. And then not only that, but whatever we do in our life now, that where we make a mistake, it doesn't stop us. It doesn't impact us from moving forward. And then so that in the future life, this life or future lives, that we won't have those kinds of karmic kickbacks or setbacks that cause the pain and the suffering, and then the spiraling backwards, or the being, you know, not even knowing that we are doing it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So you can join that program too. It's a really powerful program to get into, and especially starting it for the new year. Anything you do in a new year, it's not just the start of a new calendar year, like the chronological, oh, okay, day one, day two, to 31, and then times 12, and then back to the first month again. It's not like that. These are vortexes of time, meaning that the time is represented by your thoughts. So whatever you have accumulated, all your thinking up to this point in time called January 1st, 2015, coming up, this is going to set the stage for the next year. So if January 1st, 2015 is representing karma busting, and you have not paid attention to what, you know, cleaning out your closets of your internal mind, or even the closet, cleaning out the closets of your home or your office or car or whatever, then you haven't paid attention. You haven't been in the flow of that energy that is available. It's a fountain. It's a vortex of energy where it's just flowing with his ability to clean up, to access your connection to your divine self rather than that limited self. So if you miss that, that's fine. You know, you just carry on. But if you stick with any of Dr. Bly's programs, you'll rise above all that. You'll rise above all the garbage, right? You'll just take the garbage to the curb, and then the garbage truck guy takes it away. And he does what he needs to do. His karma is to get rid of it in a way that is going to be environmentally safe and all the rest. Right, so the divine will take your garbage and, you know, neutralize it, get rid of it, so that it doesn't impact you down the road. So pay attention to those kinds of things, and then get yourself into a structured program where you always have these tools at your disposal whenever you need them. So if you've been working with a mantra, as Dr. Bly says, you know, the humans they don't want to stick to any one teaching. That's why he has like thousands of different meditations and different programs and different teachings, but they all, he recycles them all. He reintroduces different levels of consciousness of each of those mantras or those teachings, so that we are constantly renewed by them. He has to give us a head fake because the ego is so tricky. It will say, I know this mantra. I experienced it. I know this divine being. I have a great connection with them. And then all of a sudden, one day, that divine being doesn't show up. And the person like, hey, what's going on? Because you only knew that part of that person. It's like someone in your life, you know. Say, for example, your boss, and you only knew them at a certain level, and then you always were treating them, interacting with them in the same way, and the treatment you gave to them and the treatment they give back to you is the same thing. But then something happened where you had a breakthrough, and then there was another aspect of their being that they showed to you, their life, and then you had a deeper understanding or connection to them. And then so on, you were continued to work with them over there, and all of a sudden you're becoming friends. But so boss goes throwing out the window, you're, you know, that consciousness, that title, and you're just being with that person. They become your friend, you know, colleague or mentor throughout your life. So there's different, so then we are just being with one another. We have different, we wear different hats in life. We perceive each other differently. We perceive each other's God differently. My God's better than your God. Let's fight about it. Like, are we done with that yet? Because there is no God that is better than anyone else's God, because that's just within us. You know, that's built in culturally or historically. And we respect all that within one another. But we don't impose it on another or negate the other. Because when we go to this level of consciousness where we meet, our consciousness is at this level where we meet a master who is fully enlightened. Then all we want to do is look at one another in our lives, every human being, every living thing or being in this life. And we want to commune. We want to connect at the soul level. We want to experience light. Lightness of being, joy, happiness, appreciation, gratitude, curiosity. What are you all about? I thought I knew, but I was so mistaken. Please enlighten me. Please share with that with me. And then you may feel, receive the response back. Okay, share with me about your, what you're up to. And then you'll find that you're sharing the same thing. There may be some differences, but so what? There's always differences. But if you focus on that, then you'll create separation. If you focus on light, there's nothing to talk about, really. You're just being. So that's something that you want to keep in mind as we're moving into the new year. It's a time to clean out the life, whatever is creating congestion. You're tripping over it every time, and you don't even realize how painful that is until you move that thing either to a place that's safer, you know, or get it out. It's not that everybody can handle total, you know, catharsis of release of all that has ever been, because that's painful too. But little by little, when you're on a spiritual path and you do these structured programs, you can handle it in life. You can handle your life and handle the release of the stuff. Because if you're on a spiritual path, as everyone knows who has been on a spiritual path or has experienced on the spiritual path, is that you'll have these highs and lows and everything in between. And you'll say, I thought I was getting better. Well, you are. Just for the fact that you're still on the spiritual path and you've endured all that stuff that has come up and you've let go of. Otherwise, that would stay within you and maybe manifest as a disease. Because it starts with, every disease starts with the mind, whether it was a past life thought, and then it manifested in this life. You don't have to suffer. And disease can be of the financial type, where you constantly are spending to and justifying it as, well, you know, I wanted to do this and it made me feel better, but then you get your statement in the mail and it doesn't feel so good. So that is not just you doing it unconsciously. It's, there's an energy that's causing you to spend, to throw away, to not look at what you need to do to have savings consciousness. So you have to, you do these mantras and all the practices and everything, but then you have to not throw more stuff in your closet and make it messy again. So clean out the clutter. Yeah, start to do that in your house, or, you know, in the new year is a good time to clean up. Feel clean and fresh. Clean out your closet. Get rid of clothes and stuff. This is the time, the season of giving away. So give, even if it's stuff that you say, well, I paid a lot of money for that 10 years ago. Get rid of it. You're not going to use, you haven't used it 10 years. But someone could use it in, you know, if it's a nice suit or something like that, they could get a job with that. That's a good karma. So I invite everybody, and then watch what happens to you internally when you let go of something like that. Say, for example, a suit or a coat or a favorite sweater that cost, you know, $1,000 10 years ago, and it would be worth $2,000 now, but I don't want to wear it. What? See what happens when you release that. You give it away. I'm not forcing anyone to do it, but it's, because I've done it, and it's just like, oh my God, I was hanging on to that memory. And that memory was staying within my energy force field, within me, creating that, that whole persona of who I was 10 years ago was holding me back. I didn't even know until I had given it forward. And gave it to someone in particular, and it helped to make them to feel good, and then they got a job. So, you know, clean out those kinds of things, or, you know, get rid of stuff. Get your paperwork in order. You know, take the time to do that, or get some help to do it. and by maybe paying someone to do stuff for you, that's helping them to get a job. It's helping them, you know, to be around you, and then it's, you know, it's helping to evolve in a different way. So when you do those kinds of things, and then you'll feel this release of this kind of like baggage, literal baggage will be gone. Congested energy will be gone. You'll open up your space. And then when you do that in your physical surroundings, that will tell your brain, now you can receive more. But you will do it in a way that it's not going to clutter up again, because you have learned that lesson. Do I really need this? So you'll have that gut or that inner knowing or that intuition will say, you're just repeating the same pattern. Stop doing that. Put it towards something that is going to be, maybe as the India trips are coming up. And people write to me and they say, I'm ready. I've got everything in order. I've got my passport. I know how long it's going to take to get my visa. I'm working on my mantras. All my focus is going on to that. So then the life gets, you get passionate, you get excited about your life, because that has a real charge for you. It's got a great value for you. And then you're putting towards whatever you would spend on things that are just going to end up in the closet or unused or not appreciated, there's no appreciation value, then you say, oh my God, now I can put this towards what I really want to cultivate within me, is a new way of being. So you'll start to make wise choices, wise decisions. And that doesn't mean that you have to go, okay, maybe going on an India trip isn't it this year. Maybe it will just be to, you know, sort out your finances or sort out your health. So whatever that area of your life is this year that you want to work on, that's going to be your main focus. Because you want to clean up that karma that's surrounding that area of your life. So we lose our focus when we think about too many things. My whole life is messed up. But that one area that in particular, and you'll know what it is. No one has to tell you. If that area could get cleaned up, it would help to make everything else go a lot smoother. Right? So this year, coming to the end of this year, 2014, take a look and see where you haven't cleaned up or where you still need to clean up. And if you say nothing is happening, then I just invite you to take a step and say, well, keep going. Just keep going. And there will be a breakthrough, because you're getting out, you're surrendering. You're saying nothing is happening, but really you're surrendering. You're surrendering to that divine part of you that says, okay, the other part of you that's limited just gave up. Good. Now the divine will take over. So there's this, always this, you know, the yin and the yang, the polar opposite. There's always the good and the bad. The one, the energy that kind of is there, the knowingness, and then the other one that is just like agitated, right? So go into the silence, and silence is, can be accessed through your meditations, your practices, and that's very potent. When you're cleaning up, you're not screaming and yelling. You're just in action, right? When you're focusing on any task, you're acting, you're shutting yourself out from distractions and going here and going there. But you're in full action. You're full on focus until that thing gets done. And you might take a break from it. That's fine. And then you go back to it. But you just are so determined to get it done. So there's a great write-up on the blog from last week. What Radha has shared with us. She has given some insights on, you know, what we can, what all the energies that we, that are available to us. And then in the coming year, this new year is going to start on this Thursday, according to Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be a karma busting time into Friday. And then we're going into the full moon. So it's like the full moon. And I believe that's Shiva's birthday. Art of Star, I think that's Shiva's birthday. So this whole beginning of this year coming ahead, you're going to get a lot of consciousness, the ability to get grace in your life, because it's all around Shiva. And she is our fire energy. Va is the ability to manifest. So you're going to have the consciousness to manifest. Manifesting through the divine, not through the lower energies, which is fight or flight. So it will really give you, if you have a spiritual practice or you put yourself into a program, that will be a really good investment for you. Just prior to that is Vaikuntha, which is the time to pray to Lord Vishnu on the 11th moon. I believe that is. Tuesday. So this coming Tuesday in a couple of days. That's a time where, Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on where you are in the world, and that's a time when you can pray to the heaven, to Lord Vishnu. He oversees your ancestors who have passed, and now they're either between earth and the heavenly life, and so then he helps them to evolve to that free state where they don't want to come back and disturb the descendants here on the earth plane, including you. So you pray to bring heaven on the earth, right? So you bring heaven and earth closer together, so there is the blessings coming from the ancestors. They don't have too far to trickle down to you. So, again, up, down is just directional, meaning that the higher energies and the lower energies, these are the slower energies. So things that keep us moving slow, in slow time. That's heavenly. You can think a thought in heaven and manifest, as Dr. Fly says. So if you're thinking a thought that's not manifesting, then go to your ancestors, do the tarpanum every day. Say for this year, from January 1st to 2015 to December 31st, 2015, I'm going to do tarpanum every day. Or I'm going to cut a line every day. Those few pennies will be such an investment for you for the whole year, because you will clear the karma every day. That's a symbol of clearing the karma, cutting the lemon or lime. If you don't know what that is, definitely just go on YouTube and find out about all that, or on Astrobed or Apply Center, or even on our blog, the Sundays with Citrita blog, and listen to the karma busting discussions. For the meditations, put something into your practice every day that is going to bust karma every day. And then that will create a fresh, clean slate every day. So it's like you're taking a karma shower every day. If you don't take a shower every day, you don't feel so well, right? You don't feel fresh. You feel foggy. So doing that will really be beneficial around this time of the year. And then you're praying to your ancestors, as I've mentioned over the years. In different programs, Dr. Pillai really started to introduce the ancestor tarpanum. I think it was in 2005, 2006, 2007, I can't remember, but since then, I've been doing it almost every single day. And the energy that I feel every day from the time I started was really tough. It was really hard to do it. And I could feel all the ancestors looking back. They were really suffering and struggling. And now I feel the blessings coming in. I used to say to Dr. Paul, how do you know when the ancestors are appeased? And he said, because everything will start to fall into place for you. You'll start to really manifest quickly. You'll start to feel happiness from within, because the ancestors are a part of our cell, our DNA. Although they've gone, we share half of our parents, and then they shared half of their parents' DNA. Mm-hmm. So, and then you share that with siblings, you know, aunts and uncles, so on. Not to get into all that, but the message is that when you start to evolve yourself and use these spiritual techniques every day or get into a spiritual practice, then you'll be able to think a thought and manifest, because you have this buildup of spiritual energy within you or at your immediate disposal. You can just go, oh, there it is. It's like you stick your bank card in the machine and it's just money's coming out. Or you go and someone says, if you have a health issue, someone says, oh, I've got this great cure for this technique or this support. Go do it. All these things will come into your life and allow you to feel freedom to move. Even if you have this problem, you'll have freedom to rise above it. So you'll feel like you're in this world, but you're kind of like living off the grid of it. You're not stuck to it. You're able to go with the flow. So Vaikuntha is a time to pray to Lord Vishnu. There's offerings in Fly Center, Ashtavet. Check that out. And then Vrosham and Pomun. And if you can't afford anything, God knows what we can all afford to do. So there's lots of free things that you can do. And so if everyone from Thursday onwards into Sunday, this coming week, if you have a Shiva Lingam, or even if you don't know what that is, you can read about it on askbetter.com, but if you don't know what the representation of Shiva, then you can just, as Dr. Pai says, get a rock or a gemstone that you will use as a worship, an object of worship. So you will just pray. You can pour water, juice, milk, and you just Om Namah Shivaya. And you just can say that, because those are the sounds, Om Namah Shivaya, are all the sounds that open up your chakras. We just experience it every week when we come together. We open up our chakras. So, Ah, Ooh, Ma, Om, Na, Ma, Shivaya. That means you're just saying, cleanse all my chakras. Clear out all the negative energies. Help me to connect to my divine self, my higher self. You can say, Tirni Lakanta, Makaroshi Vainama. Those are sounds for karma busting. That's another way to access Lord Shiva's energy. If you don't know that, that's fine. You can look it up. And then when you feel that within you, every time you do a ritual or every time you participate in a service through Astrovet or Plex Center, then you are cultivating that connection to the divine within you. All those higher beings are also within you, your subtle body. So whether you believe it or not, just try it out. or whether you've tried it to this point and said nothing's happening, good, your ego just died. You quit it. Now the divine will take over. And all you need to do is just take a step and do it again. And then you'll find, oh, good thing I gave up and surrendered it to my higher self, which is part of me too. You can't kill the ego. Or you'd be dead. That's not going to do any good because they have to come back again. So just have a divine ego. Transform it. It's the one of the laws of nature. You know, energy is never lost. It's just transformed into different things. Who you are today, who you were last week, who you were, you know, a year ago, you're from day one for you. You may have feel that you're the same in the way you are because you're still in the body form. It changed a lot along the way, you know, from being a baby to this point. So you're still you, but then go deeper into you and find out who you truly are, or that potential that you have inside of you, and then that begins to guide you. This is the golden age. Radha reminded us again. 2012, I think it was the time where the Mayan calendar ended, but then, so what, that was a counting thing again. The energy ended of that time. So who we are from that time to now has been so much more alive and potent, and I can see it, and maybe you can too if you take a look in the world. There's such this transparency now. Everybody can see everybody. We still have to do the right action, but it's starting to happen. So there are signs that the heaven is coming onto the earth plane. So everyone who is with Dr. Bly, on some level, your soul has said, is saying to you, I'm participating in a really cool thing. Because whatever I do is going to be empowered by the golden age energy. Whether I know it or not, I'm just going to keep doing my spiritual practices because this is fun. This is a fun way to be a part of this world. Not in a fun, joking, foolish way. It's just, it feels energizing. It feels like I'm participating in something that's not so serious and dull and or anxiety producing. Is there someone there? So I think I've shared what I can share with you for this week. Is there anyone who has any questions or you have any comments? Do you need any clarity around? All right. Well, again, I am very happy to continue to do this weekly program, since it's been helpful for many people. And we're on another adventure this year. So take your time, if you haven't already, or if you did, download that form where it says fill out the different areas of your life that you want to work on. Just choose one. And or two, whatever you want. If you haven't manifested a new reality or you haven't had breakthroughs from last year to this year, then let's just focus on one area. And then that one area will clear up really quickly, relatively speaking. And then other areas will be that much easier to work on. Okay? It's like you don't attack your closet and just start tossing everything out, because then you just make a big mess on the floor. If you don't have time, you start taking a little bit out. If you have the time, take it all out. If you're not working, if you have unlimited resource, financial resources, and you want to just dive into your spiritual practices and, you know, dive into the areas of your life that you want to clean up, then, yeah, you can go for it. Can make a big mess to have the whole year to clean it up. So just for those of us who are working full-time and you have other commitments and responsibilities in your family and communities and all the rest, just take that one area of your life that has been haunting you and you see it as a karmic pattern. And if you could just have a breakthrough with that, all your focus, all your attention, could take that area and turn it around for you, that will lead you to a new you, because it will free you up from all that. And all that energy that you've had holding on to it being a mess has been now freed up. And then you have that energy to deal with the other things or create a better reality for yourself. All right. So if I don't see you or hear from you before the new year, then definitely we'll come together in the new year on next Sunday and we'll share whatever it is that we need to share at that point. But in the meantime, check out Pastor Vet, check out Fly Center. This is a kind of like the end of the year where you can say, well, if I haven't had a breakthrough or I've done everything that I can do, you just surrender it to these really high energy services that are available that will do the job for you, as I mentioned about Lord Hanuman and the profound experience I felt. And this was happening thousands and thousands of miles away from me. And I totally had forgotten about it. Not totally, but I had forgotten about the specific ritual that was being done. There was a whole package of it, rituals and stuff. And then this specific one gave me the most profound experience and connection to that archetype that is carrying with me from that point on. And we'll grow and grow and grow. So have a good new year. Clean up your life, what you can do at this point, and then write down what it is that you want to accomplish or set your intention to accomplish with the support of the divine beings coming through Dr. Fly's programs for this year. And we'll see you next week and next year. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.